What did you call a hen that you were going to put on eggs?
Setting hen.
Setting hen. Are those ever called anything else around here? A cluck or?
Well, they could have been, yeah. They cluck a lot, you know, when they want to set. Or a mother hen or... We gave a neighbor one the other day. He raises these peafowls and,
oh,
and things, and he used bandies a lot. But he's been out of business for a while now, and his bandies weren't ready to set, so we had a good old natured hen here, so we let him use it to set these wild eggs on.
Where does he get his eggs?
He raises them.
For, oh, he's got,
yeah,
still he's, got peacock,
yeah,
style.
Yeah,
huh?
He's got several peafowls, and then he's got some pheasants and different kinds, and well, he had quite a menagerie up there at Custer. And he went to Weatherford and stayed a couple of years, and he kind of lost out. Now he's come back and going back into that business again.
Hmm.
Sometime you're going through Custer, you'll stop and look at his.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
He'll build it up. Bill helped get some guineas over in Ethiopia when he's over there, and they promised him some of the start of them when he come back, you know. So now he's trying to get this fellow some of those guineas to get started around here, and then we'll get something from him later on.
They make wonderful watchbirds, don't they?
Yeah, they make enough noise to do.
I talked to a man out in Fargo, and as soon as I was in the yard, they started in, and they didn't stop till I'd left.
They make a lot of noise.
Did you have a special building for storing corn, or do you have one now?
Well, they used to have the grain or the corn crib for that. They could just store ear corn, it wouldn't hold. Shell corn, you know.
This was outside? Or?
Yeah, it was just, it was more or less just a slatted side with a roof over it, you know, to where it'd be.
You mentioned your granary. Did you have any other places for storing grain?
Now.
The corn crib?
Back in the early days, we had regular granaries, tight grains, you know.
Were these built in a barn or were they outside?
Well, ours was separate. A lot of them was built in the barn, but ours was separate, except that hayloft. We could put grain in it, you know, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. How about hay? How did you gather that?
Well, some barns had hay storage, but most of it was stacked out and just fed during the winter. We stacked most of ours out because we didn't have hay room storage.
What did you stack it in?
Well, It wouldn't be stacked in, it would just be just make a stack, you know, bundles. Well, you just make a round stack tall, and the loose hay, well, you just make a long rick or stack, whatever you want to call it.
And the stack was made out of bundled hay, and the rick was made out of loose hay.
Yeah.
Stack was round, and the rick was sort of like a loaf.
Yeah.
With this loose hay, was this gathered out in the field into anything?
Well, yeah, we'd haul it in a wagon, hay rack, you know, if that's what you mean.
Well, I was wondering what you did, if you just windrowed it, or?
Well, we'd mow it and then rake it,
and
then sometimes it'd be shocked to cure, you know, and then haul it in out of the shock to stack.
The shock, now, what was this? Was this a?
Well, it's just a little stack of hay. Just round it up, you know, where the water would shed off till it cured. It was a little different than your bundle shock. Your bundles would be smaller, you know, and they'd set them up on the ends, you know, the head at the top. Now, where you loose hay, it's just all mixed up and just rounded up for storage, or that is for curing till you can haul it in and put it in the stack.
Well, where did you keep your cows?
Well, at nights now, or?
Yeah.
Well, we usually had a corral and not much of a barn, just a shed for them. Yeah, but usually just a corral, and then